Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians, week 3. Being one in soul to enjoy Christ by thinking the one thing, by being one with Christ in his inward parts, and by allowing God to operate in us the willing and the working for his good pleasure. Thursday, related verses. Philippians 1:8. For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the inward parts of Christ Jesus. Colossians 3:12. Put on therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, inward parts of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering. Philemon 12:20. Him I have sent back to you, him that is my very heart. Yes, brother, may I have profit from you in the Lord. Refresh my inward parts in Christ. 2 Corinthians 12:15. But I will most gladly spend and be utterly spent on behalf of your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved less? Ephesians 4:16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together, through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians 12:26-27. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or one member is glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually. Related reading. In longing after the saints, the apostle was one with Christ, even in the bowels, the tender inward parts of Christ. This indicates that for Paul to enjoy Christ meant that he was one with Christ's inward parts. Since we are the members of the body of Christ, we should have a feeling for the body. We must take the feeling of the head as our own feeling. According to Philippians 1:8, Paul took the inward parts of Christ Jesus as his own inward parts in caring for the church. This also means that he took care of the body of Christ by taking Christ's feeling as his own feeling. We all should be like Paul, taking the feeling of the head as our own feeling. This is most necessary for our living the body life. We should deny ourselves and should identify ourselves with the body. By doing this, there will be no separation or disconnection from the body. The life that we live will fully be the body life, and the Lord will gain the expression of his body. We who believe in the Lord Jesus are joined to him and are one with him. Hence, his inward parts are our inward parts. After we are saved, the Lord Jesus enters into our being, and we have his inward parts. Hence, we no longer walk or conduct ourselves according to our inward parts, but according to his inward parts. Paul's longing after the saints was in the Lord, even in the inward parts of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, it was not his longing in himself alone. Rather, it was his longing in the Lord, in his union with the Lord. During his imprisonment, Paul begot Onesimus through the Spirit with the eternal life of God. In Greek, the name Onesimus means profitable, useful, helpful. It was a common name for slaves. He was Philemon's purchased bond slave who, according to Roman law, had no human rights. He ran away from his master, committing a crime which could bring the death penalty. While he was in prison at Rome with the apostle, he was saved through him. Now the apostle sent him back with this epistle to his master. The word useless in Philemon 11 also means not of service, profitless. This refers to Onesimus's running away from Philemon. Onesimus became of service because he had been converted and was willing to return to Philemon. Literally, the Greek word for heart in verse 12 means bowels. It signifies inward affection, tender-heartedness, compassions. Paul's inward affection and compassions went with Onesimus to Philemon. After begetting this child, Paul did not neglect him or leave him as an orphan in the care of others. He even referred to him as my very heart. Mothers often feel this way toward their child. Do you have this kind of feeling concerning one whom you have brought to the Lord? Paul considered Onesimus not only his child, but also his heart. For Paul to send his child to Philemon meant that he also sent his heart to him. There are some parents who do not regard their children in the flesh as their own heart. They may say within themselves, God has given me this child, and it is my duty to take care of him. In this matter, I have no choice. Often Christians who bring others to the Lord have a similar attitude. In contrast to Paul, they lack a deep parental concern for the one saved through them.